for your support. We couldn't do what we do in Zimbabwe, what you saw in the picture, the last mission trip to Zimbabwe. We couldn't do that without the help of people like you. We are so thankful, and this is a preliminary thank you, because when we get to heaven, some folks from Zimbabwe are going to look you up. Be careful, because they are going to squeeze real hard and pat on the back and say, thank you for giving to the Lord. We are in heaven with you because you gave, you sent the nearest to Gutu village, and they preached to us that we gave our life to Jesus. Now we are in heaven together. So, and most importantly, the Lord himself is going to say, well done, good and faithful servants. I like that well done from God. And mission to Zimbabwe 2019 was awesome. 8 people went with us, including Brian, our son, who was on The Voice, and his wife. They joined us there for 2 weeks. And the pastor from Fayetteville and his wife, they joined us for 2 weeks as well. They are always a blessing. They go every other year. And our daughter's mother-in-law from Louisiana, she came also and joined us. We had a powerful team of 8 people. You saw many lives changed for the glory of God. We did the conferences that you do. You saw some of them, the prayer conference, pastors and leaders conference, and business seminar, women in ministry, ladies conference, men's conference. We also did the kids crusade. We had 2,600 kids who came to the kids crusade. And our son Brian raised 1,500 school backpacks, which they shipped and we gave. And 1,100 did not get. And this year, Brian and his team, they raised 1,000. We are believing God that we will have some more to ship school backpacks, to ship to give to the kids in Zimbabwe. That touches their lives. That changes their attitude towards school. And pray for us that we'll get more school backpacks. And also, we have 1,400 young people who came to the youth conference, and 1,000 of those got Bibles, which we shipped from here as well. We started Hope Bible College 2 years ago, and 21 students graduated last summer while we were there. You saw some of the pictures of the graduation. And also, this year we have 53 students, and 35 of them are graduating this May while we are there. So continue to pray. Yes. Continue to pray. The Bible school will grow. We started Hope Bible College, and Hope Christian School. 2 years ago, we started Hope Bible College. This year, we started Hope Christian School. 2 years ago, the Minister of Education announced to the nation that we need 2,056 more schools in order to get all the kids in Zimbabwe in school. And the Muslims jumped to the request. They asked for 1,000 schools. And many of the others are not claimed, and who knows, they may ask for more. It's okay for schools to be built, but when Muslims build them, they Islamize the children and the nation. That's the strategy they have been using in North Africa and West Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, Ivory Coast. They used to be predominantly Christian nations, but now they are predominantly Islam. And they are using that strategy and pouring money into Africa through schools and humanitarian aid. So we need to do something. So immediately the Spirit prompted us to start our own school. We started one this last January, And we are believing God it will grow and will build many more schools as well. So pray for us concerning that. And the Hope Center is growing up our ministry headquarters in Africa. We are building the admin building, which we will dedicate this summer for the glory of God. So pray for us and help us any way you can. We can't do this by ourselves. And we are so thankful for those who are moved by God to support missions. You can't go wrong supporting missions. Missions is the heart of God. So pray about what God would have you do to help us and go and make a difference in Zimbabwe. And together we are making a difference. You get the same reward that we get when you support missions. Amen. Amen. We also bring nice arts and craft items, and the proceeds help us with our missions effort. We have a table with beautiful items there. When you buy those, you help us to go and make a difference as well. And my book is on the table there, The High Calling. It will inspire you, encourage you to do missions. You know what we are doing and the principles we live by. And this will be a blessing to you as well. Get your copy. We sell them $10. You can get it on Amazon $12.99, but at the table it's $10. And you will be, and it's helping young people. I talk about my educational journey. Starting from Christ for the Nations, Oral Roberts University. I'm glad to see our friend Dr. Tollett there, who was my advisor when I was a student at OIU. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So the book, in fact, he helped us to produce this book. So get your copy over there at the table. Amen. Amen. And by the way, we do have flyers. These are our prayer cards, Pastor. Get one and put it where you can always look at it and pray for us in your Bible, on your refrigerator, or somewhere where you can be reminded to pray for us. It's easy to forget. If I were going to ask how many were thinking about us until we came here, some of you would say, "Oh yeah, there they are." And when we leave out the door, and then when we come next, "Oh yeah, they are here." But that card will help you to pray for those missionaries to Zimbabwe. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Well, we used to come with all four of our children, then 3, 2, 1, and now none. I thank God for my wife. Yeah. She is stuck to me. And me too. I like her to come. And she and I have been married for 37 years. And I still love her with all my heart, with all my liver, with all my pancreas. And all that is within me.
Amen.
Yes. One day to greet you, and then we will sing a song, and after the song, we will get into the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. It's wonderful to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. I want to greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's good to come to a happy church.
Yes.
Where there is the joy of the Lord and a lot of praises.
Amen.
This morning we are going to sing a song. You have heard all what has happened in Zimbabwe. We have seen on the video. We give all the glory to God. And this is the miracle working God we worship.
Amen.
Because we can't do this without Him.
Amen.
So all this we give the glory to Him. And we are going to sing a song. He's a miracle working God. You are a miracle working God.
You are a miracle working God. You are a wonder, you are a miracle, you are a miracle working God. You are a miracle working God. You are a miracle working God. You are a wonder, you are a miracle. You are a miracle working God.
Tinaye mwari wezishamiso. Tinaye mwari wezishamiso. Tinaye mwari weminana. Tinaye mwari wezishamiso. Tinaye mwari wezishamiso. Tinaye mwari wezishamiso. Tinaye mwari weminana. Tinaye mwari wezishamiso. We have a miracle working God. We have a miracle working God. We have a wonder. We have a miracle. We have a miracle working God. You are a miracle working God. You are a miracle working God. You are a wonder. You are a miracle. You are a miracle working God.
Amen. We serve a miracle working God. Praise the Lord. Let's pray as we get into the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so thankful that we are gathered here in your house. Your people are here, oh God. They are here to hear what God is saying to the church. They did not come to hear the voice of a man, but they came to hear what God is saying. So as I stand before your people, I ask that you touch these lips of clay. Anoint me as I share your word with your people. Anoint their ears to hear clearly and correctly what you are saying by your spirit to the church. And we will be careful to give you all the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 16. We'll read Matthew 16, verses 13 to 18. And then we will go to Acts chapter 2, verses 36 to 47. Matthew 16, beginning from verse 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Let's continue Acts chapter 2 from verse 36. "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?' Then Peter said to them, 'Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.' And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, 'Be saved from this perverse generation.' Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Amen. The message today is the church that Jesus envisioned. The church that Jesus envisioned. I know we have heard and we have read about this message before, but we need to always be reminded. We need to always go back and be reminded of the church that Jesus envisioned. Many times when we talk about a church, what comes to our minds is the building. How the building looks, the location of the building. But the church is not a building. The church is people. We are the church. So if the church is not the building, the church is people, we could call this message the you and the me that Jesus envisioned. The us that Jesus envisioned. The word church in Greek is ecclesia, which means an assembly or called out ones, or the body of Christ. Jesus envisioned a strong church, a powerful church, with believers full of the Holy Spirit. And over the years, the church has been strong here, strong there, strong now, and strong then, and weak other times. And we live at in this time when the church is being tried all over. And sometimes we lose our faith. And somebody said the church today is worldly and the world is churchy. You can't tell the difference. The church is worldly and the world is churchy. You can't tell the difference. But there must be a difference. There must be a difference. Why? Because when we go back to the scriptures, we see what we are supposed to be. We see how we are supposed to live. But said to say, there are moments when we are not as we are supposed to be. Many churches today have canceled services during the week and meet 1 hour. And when they meet in the hour, they just do this quickly and let's leave out, get out of here. One visiting preacher asked his host pastor, he started at 11 and 20 till noon. He asked before the service, they gave to the preacher, but before they gave him to preach, he asked his host pastor and said, how much time do I have? And the host pastor said to the guest speaker, oh, take as much time as you want, but the people leave at noon. we don't want to stay in the church today. And sports has claimed some of the time that we don't want to use. They are utilizing it so much. Then they stay as long in games as they want to, as it needs be. If they go to 3-4 overtimes, they will stay there until it's over. You know, back in the day, people used to give excuses for not attending sports activities because they had church on Wednesday and church on Sunday, so they couldn't go to sports. Now they give sports as reason for not attending church. And many people in most churches we go to, many people hurry to sit in the back. They like the back row. And in sports and arenas, they look for and crave for the front row seat. Yeah. In churches, people grumble to give. And in sports activities, they pay anything they are asked to as long as they can get into that arena. The church has become worldly and the world has become churchy. We can't tell the difference. There must be a difference. There must be a difference. And we see it. We should go back. That's why we should go back to this chapter here, Acts chapter 2, read it over and over again and see what God intended for the church, what he envisioned of the church. And that is how he envisioned for you as a believer. Let's look at the characteristics of the early church. We'll run through this quickly in this passage, and then we pray together. It says here, in verse 38, Acts chapter 2, it says, "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus.'" Amen. Repentance became the message of the early church. They repented and gave their life to Jesus Christ. They gave their hearts to Jesus Christ. And they didn't just repent and keep it to themselves, but they took it to wherever they could. To the neighbors, they told the neighbors. The apostles were so on fire, they didn't stay in Jerusalem. They went out and preached everywhere, the Bible says. Jesus said, "Unless you are born again, you will never see the kingdom of God." Speaking to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 3. And in Luke chapter 13, verse 3, he said, "Unless you repent, you will likewise perish." Jesus said before he went to heaven, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Paul echoed the same words in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Repentance became the message of the early church, and it must be today. We must repent. We must repent. Repentance is not a dirty word. I was listening to Dr. Wilson on the online Jerusalem conference they are having, introduction he was giving, and he said, in Greek, repentance is metanoia, which means deep repentance, not just partial repentance, superficial, but deep repentance, where you say, "I'm sorry." And you keep doing it because we sin as we go along. John said, we must repent. If we repent, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins. Amen? Amen? Secondly, the early church emphasized the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 2:38, "You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." They received the Holy Spirit. And Acts chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says, they all received on the day of Pentecost. The Bible says, they all received. What does all mean? All means everybody. Everybody received the Holy Spirit. But now in our churches, only just a handful of people are filled with the Holy Spirit. But I want to encourage you, everybody, every believer is supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pastor, that's the reason why our modern day church is weak. We only have a few of people filled with the Holy Spirit, and we expect the church to be strong. But the Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. All of them. 120 of them. And a little later, there were 3,000. They were all filled. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. It says, when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. All of them. I tell my Baptist friends, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because John the Baptist prophesied and said, there is one who is coming, and when he comes, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. I tell my Catholic friends and say, you must be filled too, because Mother Mary was there on the day of Pentecost, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. So all believers in Christ must be filled with the Holy Spirit. So I encourage you, don't continue to worship. You are depriving yourself if you continue to worship God without the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And we all need a fresh anointing. Many of us are operating under the anointing of yesteryear. We need a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit of God. And thirdly, the early church was a learning church. They learned from the apostles. The Bible says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. They were learning from the apostles. Every time the church doors were opened, they were there to learn. Paul echoed the same words to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, we read, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy. We must read, we must hear the words of the prophecy. This is the word of the prophecy, the word of God. I always tell young couples, how to raise young people, your children, if you will put the word of God inside of them, this will train them and control them and guide them in life. We did that with our children. We read the Bible through 6 times when they were at home. And now they can't depart from the things they learned while they were home. Many people blame the church, the school, they blame the school, that our children are not doing good. You know, they are not doing good because you are not doing anything with them at home. Amen? The early church was a learning church. We must hunger for the word of God. Just like God said to Joshua, this book of the law must not depart from your mouth. Meditate in it day and night. Then you will have good success. And fourthly, the early church fellowshipped with one another. They fellowshipped with one another. They continued steadfastly in fellowship, in breaking bread. They broke bread together. They did not fear each other. We fear one another today. We don't trust one another. But the Bible says there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Our fellowship today is on social media. It's okay. We can use that as a tool for evangelism. But that cannot replace the fellowship in church. That cannot replace fellowship in church. I hear people break, I have 5,000, 10,000 followers or friends on Facebook. You don't have friends. You need to look for friends in the house of God. When we fellowship with one another, we encourage each other. So I encourage the church, we need to restore fellowship in the house of God. We need to fellowship with new believers God is sending to us. Enlarge your circle of friendship. To be lonely in the kingdom of God is a choice. There are people to fellowship with. And everybody wants fellowship. We must fellowship, break bread from house to house. Amen? And fifthly, the early church was a praying church. They continued steadfastly in prayers. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. The disciples said, we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. There is no substitute for prayer. You can only go as far as prayer will take you. It takes desire, it takes discipline, and it takes, when you desire to pray, discipline your life to pray, prayer becomes a delight, something you want to live with, a lifestyle of prayer. So I say intensify your prayer. Intensify your prayer with fasting. Modern day church does not fast. We are used to feasting. Prayer without fasting is weak. And fasting without prayer is dieting. The two go together. You must have moments when you fast and pray and seek God. There are times Constance and I will shut ourselves in a hotel room and for a whole day we pray. The 11th of January, we were with friends at Crown Plaza in Tulsa from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We were there praying the whole day. Some of the people stayed from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., praying the whole day. And once in a while, we do that, Constance and I, and we see all the mountains that are in our way crumbling because of the times of prayer. And when we get to Africa, the first conference we do is the prayer conference. And we see God touch lives for his glory because of prayer. He answers prayer. He said, call unto me and I will answer. I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. And sixthly, the early church believed in miracles, signs, and wonders. Many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Jesus is still healing today. Many people trust medicine more than they trust the miracle power of God. Saints, miracles are still for today. They didn't go away with the disciples, with the apostles. And seventhly, the early church was united. It says, all who believed were together and had all things in common. They were united. Paul echoed the same words in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 and 13. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In Psalm 133, verse 3, verse 1, the Bible said, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We must be united. United we stand, divided we fall. That which is unified brings down that which is fortified. Paul charged the church at Rome and said, I urge you, brethren, mark them that cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. Avoid those who cause division. Amen? Amen? Amen. There is power in unity. We may not believe the same way or the same things, but if we unite for the gospel, for Jesus Christ, there is a lot we can do as the body of Christ. They were united. Unite with other believers. Don't be someone who causes division, accuser of the brethren, but unite with other believers. Amen? Amen. And eighthly, the early church was a giving church. They sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone in need. They gave to the needs of those who did not have. Those who were coming, who were needy, they provided. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, 38, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So no sowing, no reaping. No giving, no receiving. Amen? Someone said, if he can give it through you, he will give it to you. If you keep what God has given you and keep holding, you will have no room to put some more. But if you get and you give, your hands are empty. He's ready to give you some more so you can give. If he can give it through you, he will give it to you. Acts 20, 35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. As we were on campus at OIU, or whenever he came to campus, he would always say, students, you can never outgive God. You can never outgive God. Amen? And ninthly, the early church was a church of joy. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. There was joy in the church. In some churches, every Sunday and Sunday night, it's like you are at a funeral. The people look like they are baptized in lemon juice. There must be some joy. The people who are coming, who are out there, many of them have money, have education, they have possessions, but they are not happy. They are looking for somewhere where they can be happy. Amen? And the Bible says, Luke 10, verse 21, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. Even though he was Spirit-filled, he rejoiced. Nehemiah said, Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. The prophet Habakkuk said in Habakkuk 3:18, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Amen. Even when you are going through trouble, no, that also will come to pass. As Robert Schuller had said, tough times never last. But tough people do. Amen? I don't know what holds tomorrow, but I know who holds tomorrow. Amen? You have a big God. You believed in a big God who knows you. He knows everything you do, everywhere you are. And you should not worry. Just like we say in Swahili, Hakuna Matata. Don't worry. No problem. Hakuna Matata. This also shall come to pass. The early church was joyful. Believers were joyful. They knew their God. They had no reason to look sad, to be sad, to look like they were baptized in lemon juice. And finally, the Bible says, praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Praising God. This early church was a church of praise. They praised God. Paul and Silas, when they were thrown in prison, they didn't feel sorry for themselves. They sang hymns and prayed to God. And the prison doors were opened. Bible says God dwells in the praises of his people. We should enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Amen? So, this is the kind of church Jesus envisioned. These are believers that he envisioned. And put it in that place as well and say, this is what God wants me to be. He wants me to be a repentant believer. And not only be repentant, but take repentance to other people. He wants me, Holy Spirit filled. If you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Yeah. I was, as we were praying, I said, Lord, pour your Holy Spirit upon your people. And he said, the Holy Spirit spoke to me directly. I stopped the prayer abruptly. Constance didn't know why. And the Holy Spirit said, I poured the Holy Spirit already. The people just have to receive. You just have to take. If you want a double portion, you just ask him for a double portion. Amen? Saturate your life with the Word of God. Read this book. Listen to the... What do you watch on TV? Most of us would be embarrassed to say what we watch. But I encourage you, listen to the Word of God. Yeah. Fellowship with other believers. There are people here. Yeah. Everybody has a hunger for fellowship. Fellowship with other believers in the church. Decide that I will be a woman of prayer. I was impressed by Pope Benedict when he retired, the first Catholic pastor to retire. He said, I am going to retire from the purpose so that I will spend more time praying for the church. Miracles are still for today. You can have yours. Unite with other believers. Don't tear others. Give, and it will be given to you. Be a joyful believer and praise him always. Let's stand before the Lord. Let's lift up our hands to the Lord. Begin to pray whatever you need from the Lord. From what we shared this morning, repent and say, God, help me. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Kila masote makasiahana. A double portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon me, Lord. A double portion of the anointing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Rika masiahana makashande. Mbembe kiahana makashiriahanda. Roko sokotiahana. Kumaria tsena mnakashiahana. Roko mosote, roko mosote. Ulela masiahana makashiriahanda. Roko sokotiahana. Kumaria tsena mnakashiahana. Kupaba mbae muru kutume mnakashiahana. Rika masote, rika masote. Kondrasia, kondrasia. Roko mosote, roko mosote. Uaniyana muru kutume hai. Hallelujah. Glory and honor to your holy name. Glory and honor to your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your people and ask you, Father, that this word will stick onto their hearts. As David said, thy word have I hidden in my heart, so I will not sin against you. I pray, Father, that they will each do it, O God. And they will crave for more of you. They will crave for more of the word of God. I ask that you bless this church, O God. Bless them coming in, bless them going out. In the name of Jesus. Bless them in their workplaces, O God. In the name of Jesus. I pray for the leaders of this church. Ask them to ask you to give them wisdom. In the name of Jesus. I pray for the pastor and his wife. Encourage them, O God. Yes, Lord. Continue, Lord, to encourage them. Give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation. In the name of Jesus, Do it, Lord, for your glory, for your glory. And Lord, we give you all the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's give Jesus a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Amen.